Highlights from the 187th Semi-Annual General Conference. God bless our prophet dear. May health and comfort cheer his noble heart. His words with fire impress on souls that thou wilt bless to choose in righteousness the better part. God bless our prophet dear. Hymns number 24, sung during the Saturday morning session. For more than 50 years, President Thomas S. Monson's touching personal accounts and powerful witness of Jesus Christ have been part of General Conference. But because of declining health, both President Monson and Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles were noticeably absent from conference. Absent, but not forgotten. Though President Monson watched from home, and Elder Hales passed away peacefully in the hospital just prior to the final session, both were not only in our thoughts as we prayed for them, but their influence was also evident throughout the addresses. President Monson was quoted by more than a dozen speakers, including President Russell M. Nelson, see page 60, who made particular reference to President Monson's invitation last conference to prayerfully study and ponder the Book of Mormon each day. Elder Neil L. Anderson, the concluding speaker, see page 122, shared remarks that Elder Hales had been preparing for conference but was unable to deliver. When we choose to have faith, we are prepared to stand in the presence of God, Elder Hales wrote. Certainly, Elder Hales chose faith. Absent, but not really missing. President Monson and Elder Hales weren't at the pulpit, but they played an important part in making conference meaningful to many. We ever pray for thee, our prophet dear, that God will give thee comfort and cheer as the advancing years furrow thy brow. Still may the light within shine bright as now. Still may the light within shine bright as now. We ever pray for thee, hymns number 23, sung during the general priesthood session. End of the article, highlights from the 187th Semi-Annual General Conference. Read by Dwayne Case.